sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco, are mixed with daylight's glimmering rays and moonbeam shimmering glow. When darkness settles on the city, homeward people on their way, chimes ringing softly in the stillness, fog creeping slowly across the bay. Hear the sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
Perfecto. Why won't the networks give me at least a handshake? Who else could come up with the sound of the city jingle, click right into the 2 o'clock time tone, identify Jock? That's him. Get him there. Hop against the wall. And we'll be back after we take a brief look at what's new. Bobby Dale, your enemy for life. Won't cost you anything extra. Once you get to know me, I don't want to know you. I know too many people already, and my immediate family, and it's been nothing but a disaster, and that's what's new. But I, because of the whole thing, that other thing going on in Washington. You mean the football game? No, in D.C., you know. I missed this one. What could be the most watched unidentified flying object in the history of sightings hovered over 67,000 people. Billy Graham, let's see, topped that one. At the 67,000 people at Louisiana State University football stadium in Baton Rouge last night. Now, they all couldn't have been whacked out. If it had been in a French Quarter or something, I could, you know, understand it. We had two hurricanes in it. Said, but the object remained in sight for more than 20 minutes. It prompted a roar from the crowd, who were a little drugged with the game, I guess. And a UPI, we're with you. A UPI newsman who watched it said it displayed red and blue lights. Well, you know they got him. Police chased the object in a helicopter on the ground, I hope. Man, if they had any, you know, smarts, I wouldn't, For 20 miles, they chased it to the southwest of Baton Rouge before losing it. Whew. We got that one. You know, we had to put on, what are you going to do? Who's in there? Come out of there, Orson Welles. We know you're a real ray gun? A real one, baby. Found it in the Gilbert chemistry set. In other news this morning, President Nixon has touched off, I can't get over that, 67,000 people. They arrested them all. For spreading rumors, man. And you can scarcely blame him. Anyway, President Nixon has touched off what could be the final showdown in the Watergate controversy in a stunning sequence of, that sounds like, you know, you're describing a fashion show, in a stunning sequence of political moves. The president fired Special Watergate Prosecutor Archibald Cox and Deputy Attorney General William. Well, look, it gets so involved that, you know, the guy he hired to, you know, be the fourth guy to be attorney general in less than a week or whatever, none of whom brought their library books back anyway, his first job was to fire the other guy. And, you know, I want you to meet my former. Okay. So they'll have a lot on TV about it, I hope. It won't be during the series, so, you know. We don't have, you know, they can do it during the seventh inning stretch. Condense it down into a minute. Just say, hassles continue, no signs of let-up. Tropical Storm Gilda, I dug the movie. Rita Hayworth, all she did was take off one glove. Had Glenn Ford strung out 10 miles, man. Tropical Storm Gilda has weakened further and now sustains winds, estimated by National Weather Service at no more than 55 miles an hour. As it moves through the central Bahamas. We wouldn't even wake up for that. You kidding? I'm sorry I read that one. I'm going back to the unidentified. That 67,000 people and just staring at it. Now call me a liar. Go ahead and tell them how you called me a nitwit. You who were with you. Because you must be smarter than we are. Look at us. We're just sitting here waiting for you to take over. They probably looked it over and said, like the last one we had, we'll pass.